The story of Eleazar is quite remarkable. But it's important to see what's going on there, and also from there understand the importance of a faith that builds a culture. See, we live in a country where there's supposed to be complete separation between church and state. Now, the original intention of that principle was that the state would not encroach on the church. That was the original intention of that principle, not the opposite. However, what has happened, and you see it all the time now when the kids get out of these schools, the culture, a godless culture, an atheistic culture, a hedonistic culture, has taken over the faith. And that's why people can not get what's going on. Vote the wrong way, not grasp what's really going on. And so you see the law, the Torah, created a culture down to what you eat and don't eat. Now, when the Lord came, he freed us from the minutiae of the law, but not from having a culture that expresses our faith. There's a famous letter to Diognetus, about a 3rd or 4th century document, if I remember. And he said, we Christians are like everybody else in the clothes we wear, the food we eat, you know, but there are other things we're not like everybody else. We don't give up our wives to our neighbors. We don't do, you know, there was so much abortion in Rome that most of the women could not bear children. And so the men would lend out their wives to their friends so that the man could have children by this woman. You say, what degradation is that? Yeah, well, see where we are ourselves. What I'm trying to point out is that faith produces a way of life. It's not a way of life that requires eating this food and not that food. But even the little minimal things we used to have, like not eating meat on Friday, the only one left now is the ashes on Ash Wednesday. That's the way you can tell the Catholics. They all got black on their forehead. What I'm saying is that we have inherited a culture that has dominated us. And you can see what happens to our children. As the life of faith gets less and less expressive of a way of life, the culture takes over. And for the young, sexual promiscuity, dishonesty, drugs, dabbling in satanic affairs, it's the way of life. There's a great failure there. When I began this ministry I have over the internet to help the priest preach, see, what I saw was that the culture has taken over the faith. And the Word of God is not pushing it back. Not only for ourselves, but a way of life in which man and wife love each other and stay married, who are home taking care of their children. This is so attractive that people are won over by it. We do have certain people who, while loving everybody and so forth, live a separate culture. Mother of God community is a culture, if we live it. The homeschoolers are a culture. And that culture, the homeschool culture, was explicitly to set up a culture that's not godless, hedonistic, and becoming more and more demonic infested. It was done for a special reason, to protect the children from the schools. Now, that can be done with great simplicity and great openness. It doesn't have to be condemnatory. In fact, then it's winsome. You see? Now, you could have a school that's imbued with that culture, but it has to be imbued with that culture. I don't mean the Lord explicitly, as it says in Mark, declared all food clean. But he, see, this Eleazar, living under the old law, you see, was not supposed to eat meat, probably pork. Why was that in the law? Well, it may have been some intuition that people get sick from eating pork, or it may have been simply, as one great Jewish scholar, modern scholar, says, the Torah tells me I cannot eat shrimp. Well, what's wrong with shrimp? Nothing. But when I don't eat shrimp, I show God that I love him. And so you see, where we have so much work to do is first in the home. The man who goes out to work is exposed all day to a very corrupt culture, which is becoming more and more demon-infested. Fact, right? And certainly sensual to a degree probably never known before. You don't have to go out to see naked women perform, you just turn on your TV. The culture has taken over the faith. And therefore, faith is my little private affair, which is our whole, as I say, complete flip-flop on the principle of separation of church and state. The state was separate from the church, so the state could not take over the church. That's the principle, not the other way around. So, it means a way of life. And it's so attractive when it's lived that people want it. And that's a basic evangelization. A way of life. A culture. The way we dress. We dress, we wear clothes everybody else wears. But the women don't dress in a way that's immodest. We eat the food that everybody else eats. But we're not part of the overweight culture, I would hope. I mean, what is the stats now? Something like 70% of Americans are overweight? That comes from having an abundance of food and eating it with no discipline. In other words, there are ways that now, with deep humility and openness to the whole world, we do have a way of life that is animated by our faith. Otherwise, it's a little private affair for 45 minutes on a Sunday morning. Do we go shopping at the mall on Sunday? Sunday is the only other place where we can have a culture. Read that letter of John Paul II called Dies Domini, the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is for worshiping the Lord, building the family, and taking care of the poor. That's what the Day of the Lord is for. We have to fight for those things. And it has to be strong enough, and that's why the homeschoolers do what they do. No, you're not going out and do that today. This is Sunday. You're here because it's to build up family. I was so appalled at the results of the way Catholics voted in the last election. That's why I started my website, to help the priests preach, because the Word of God can create a culture. And it's part of a way of life. It's so simple, isn't it? Young fellow joins the army. He goes through a rigorous training. He has to wear a uniform. He has to be on the base. He's got a culture. So do we. So this lovely man died preserving the Lord's law to create a culture so that the Jews were different. And they were different, so different, everybody else didn't like them. Tacitus, one of the great Roman historians, in volume 5 of his massive work, says this: the Jews are the enemies of mankind. Why? Because they will not expose their children. If they have 10 children, they care for them all. This is irrational. You divide the heritage so much, there's not enough. They're the enemies of mankind because they won't abort their children. That's where we're going.